Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the November 21st, 2016 meeting of the Ferndale City Council. Let's rise together for the salute of our flag. And Councilmember Goodrich will lead us tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Our City Clerk Susan Dunkel will now conduct the roll call.
Council members are
here.
Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Olson.
Here.
Councilmember Taylor.
Here.
Councilmember Watson.
Here.
Councilmember Birch.
Here.
Councilmember Goodrich.
Here.
Everyone is here. That's good. At this time in our meeting, we go into public comment. This is the time for citizens, you, to talk about anything that's on your mind. However, if there's an item that we're going to cover during our agenda tonight, we ask that you wait till that time. That makes more sense. If it's a topic that's on the agenda, we'll give you the opportunity later. So if it's not on the agenda, you're welcome to come forward and just give us your name and where you live, and you have 3 minutes of our time. Come on forward. Thank you.
My name is Sarah Wills, and I live on Myers Court, just right up the hill behind the Orca Inn. And I am the president of the Liberty Park Owners Association. And so I wrote a letter on behalf of all of the 150-plus homes up on the hill there. I gave a copy of the letter, and I'm just going to go ahead and read it so we can keep all the facts straight and I can say exactly what I came here to say. So we expressed concern back in February during the conditional use permit use hearing here in the same building about the Orca Inn, and we wanted to reiterate our serious concern again in light of the shooting that happened on Saturday night. My home is right behind the Orca Inn, so as you can probably imagine, I'm pretty concerned about that. According to the permit that the Orca Inn received, they expect management and employees to immediately report any suspected criminal activity. And according to the news report of this shooting, the victim called a family member who picked him up and took him to the hospital, and it was the hospital that notified the police that there was a shooting. So Orca Inn management did not call to report this gunshot, and that is a violation of their permit. In addition, there have been 9 documented calls that I know of, according to my source, that have come into Ferndale Police, and this has been for visits to different things at the Orca Inn that range from misdemeanor assault all the way to felony assault, theft, and domestic disputes. And my sources also inform me that there have been undocumented calls relating theft from prostitutes, and the victim has not wanted to file a report because they're embarrassed to do so. This criminal activity is the exact public nuisance type of activity that the permit said that it prohibits, and the kind of stuff that we don't want in our backyard. And it's not good for the citizens of Ferndale. And we've seen another situation, the Aloha Inn in Bellingham, that became so dangerous that they had to burn the place down because it was such a hazard. And we don't want that same thing to happen at the Orca Inn. So we respectfully request that the City of Ferndale immediately review the temporary use permit that was issued to Harjit and Tony Dollawal. The scheduled 2-year review is not soon enough in light of the seriousness of a shooting incident. There are at least 7 family homes that are located directly behind the Orca Inn. We have lots of kids playing out in their backyards, and I would certainly not want to have anybody hit or killed by a stray bullet. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and take that very seriously. Thank you very much. Next up, please. Seeing none, we close the... pardon me.
I have telephone public comment. Papa John called me today, and he just wanted me to pass on to the council since he was able here to be in person. He didn't know he had quadruple bypass surgery, and he spent 18 days in the hospital, and he's just now getting to where he can walk a couple of blocks with a walker outside and things. So he's not able to make it walk all the way down here and to grace us with his presence at this time, but he's getting stronger and better every day, and he's wanting to let the council know that he's, even though he's not here, he is thinking about us.
Thank you, Councilmember Goodrich. We're all glad to hear that Mr. Robinson is doing better. And we expect to see him sometime with his good cheer and humor, I bet. Council, next up is the consent agenda. What is your pleasure? Councilmember Birch.
I make the motion that we approve the consent agenda.
It's moved by Councilmember Birch, seconded by Councilmember Taylor to adopt the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. The agenda has been adopted. Going to the next item on the council's agenda, presentation of the Ferndale Community Coalition presentation. And I'm not quite sure who, there she is. I was looking for someone that didn't belong here. Normally.
He means that in the nicest possible way.
So there you are, Bertha. Come on up.
There's actually a few of us.
We're glad to hear from you.
Thank you. Hello. Wait, my name is Amy Hockenberry, and I am a behavior health program specialist with the Whatcom County Health Department, also a co-facilitator and coordinator with the Ferndale Community Coalition. So I want to thank you for giving us an opportunity to present to you this evening. There's a few of us that will speak tonight. Our goals for this is to introduce the coalition to the council so you have a better understanding of who we are, what our mission is, and our collective impact and work in the community. Also, to hopefully start an ongoing conversation about how our work and our goals are meeting and matching with your policy work and your goals as a council. The Ferndale Community Coalition is made up of several agencies and organizations and parents that are focused on healthy youth and healthy communities. I won't mention all of the members. I believe in your packets you have three different items. One of them is our strategic plan, and on there is a list of some of our members, a representation of them. Our mission is to build safe and healthy communities by providing leadership, promoting prevention, and building partnerships that mobilize youth, families, and neighborhoods to promote healthy relationships and reduce substance abuse and other destructive behaviors. We gather monthly, and we review information and data, and we discuss the issues that we see our youth and families are facing, and then we work collaboratively to develop strategies and programs in order to address those issues that we see. Collectively, we work on updating organizational policies, offer youth and parent trainings, evidence-based student and parenting programs, after-school programs, one-on-one student support, as well as support of youth groups that are interested in influencing their peers in positive ways. In their packet as well is an example of some of the data that we utilize to inform our decision-making and our strategic plans. Our coalition provides a space and time for organizations across the community that have the common goal of healthy youth and healthy families to build relationships and work collaboratively, as we acknowledge it takes all of us to build safe and healthy environments for our youth and families to thrive. As for the County Health Department, we have a contractual relationship with the coalition, as we're funded by the Washington State for Social and Health Services to provide targeted enhanced prevention services to the Ferndale community. Ferndale was selected 5 years ago to be one of 56 sites across the state of Washington intended to reduce youth substance use and promote mental health. So I want to thank you again, and then I'm going to allow a few of our coalition members to talk about what their membership roles are in relationship to the coalition.
Thank you. You bet. See some familiar faces now. Here we go.
Excuse me. So my name is Jill Iwasaki. I'm the Executive Director of Student Services at Ferndale School District, and actually just returned from the WASDA conference in Spokane. And at this conference, which is a conference of school board members from across our state, we were invited as Ferndale to come and talk about this coalition and what it's done. So we are now quite famous. It was very popular. We got lots of good, we're moving to Ferndale kinds of things. So the benefit Amy talked about, one of the huge benefits is a benefit to the school system. They are our partners. Our inside joke is we go to a meeting once a month about our students and how do we support our families. And we are the smallest, we being the school district personnel, are the smallest group of people at the table. There are more of them than there are of us. And so they are all coming together with us to serve our kids, our family, our community. So it's quite amazing. And Amy tells, I think this is fair enough, she tells a joke, or it's not a joke, it's actually true, when she's talking to other neighboring school districts, which we all love, of course, as well. How come Ferndale gets all your help, and how come you always go to Ferndale? And she says, because Ferndale always says yes. So that's how we're known. We say yes because we've got a really great, wonderful thing going on with this coalition. I have met more people in more agencies in the last couple of years than my other 28 years working in education, and it's to the benefit of all our kids because we really can't do this by ourselves. So they're wonderful partners. They have done everything from bring training to our bus drivers, they just did one on Monday, to our custodians, to our teachers, to our administrators, and of course to our students and to our parents. So it's priceless. And then, Kathy, I'll share this one because you're part of both pieces. We, for a couple of years in Ferndale, did a task force on graduation, trying to improve our graduation rate. And for 2 years, we talked about how do we get our community part of this, because it's a community effort. It's not just something we can do as a school. And we talked, and we had great ideas. did a few little things. And I think last month the coalition met, and we said the month or the planning meeting before, we really want to talk about attendance because that's really our Ferndale focus. And the next meeting, huge group of people, I don't know, there must have been 40 coalition members there. And that's all they did. They talked about how as a community do we help impact attendance. Made an amazing list of things that we'll get out to everybody. You'll probably see some of it in the upcoming newsletter. But it's a priceless relationship. So I can't thank them enough for inviting us. So whatever we can do to support this thing and being more of, and please join us. I think Kathy would agree, it's an amazing opportunity for us.
Thank you so much. I love that. Ferndale says yes.
We do. We say yes. Great.
Anya, it's nice to see you.
Hi, good evening. My name is Anya Milton. I'm the Director of Corporate Relations and External Affairs at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Whatcom County. I'm also a Ferndale community member and deeply invested in our fair city. Previously, I served as the Ferndale Clubhouse Branch Director for the past 2 years. You may remember Nicole Murray as our Program Director. She is now our Club Director. And though we've had some influx and transition over the past couple of months, we maintain a seamless shift of leadership inside the clubhouse. So I'm honored to be standing here today to report the importance of the Ferndale Community Coalition and its impact on the Ferndale Clubhouse. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Whatcom County is the leading youth development organization in Whatcom County, which means that the kids that we serve outside of school hours are more likely to graduate high school on time and seek further education. They are more likely to make healthy lifestyle choices and become productive, caring, and responsible citizens. However, in this day and age, nonprofits cannot afford to operate in a bubble, isolated from complementary organizations. The coalition offers opportunities to collaborate, share best practices, as well as resources. Previously, I've had the opportunity to serve on this coalition throughout its various stages in earlier years. And I was surprised when I was hired as branch director to find out that the Boys and Girls Club was not part of the collaboration effort. So my goal in starting to attend these meetings as a representative of the club was to bring the organization into conversations and find ways to have meaningful and productive engagement to improve connectivity to services for club members as well as their parents and caregivers. It is not only the connectivity that makes the coalition an asset, it brings access to relevant training for staff, education for parents and caregivers, streamlining of services, and strengthening of relationships between organizations which benefit all the members and their families. I believe that the coalition is an example of amazing collaboration between agencies and organizations whose missions may differ but serve the same population here in Ferndale. Being part of the coalition is a valuable and tangible way to strengthen the comprehensive safety net around the children and families we all serve here. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is it about a microphone that makes my heart like race? Like, I have a loud voice already, I think so. My name is Liz Stewart, and I am a project manager with the Commission Against Domestic Violence. And thank you so much for allowing us to be here tonight. And I work coordinating a project that aims to end domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking in this community, and also in a few other communities in Mount Baker and the Blaine School District. Now, this coalition definitely elevates my work. These are topics that are pretty stigmatized, along with mental health and drug and alcohol abuse. And I think we can all agree that we want to reduce the rates of them all. And it really aligns with the work that you do as policymakers, because I know that you're trying to elevate the lives and of everyone in your community and to reduce risk for young people especially. And so I really appreciate that you dedicate so much of your time to that. I want to mention that the project that I manage is a result of this pilot project that was in the Ferndale School District, and part of the reason this coalition exists is because of this partnership with the Public Health Department and the DV Commission and the School District. But the initial project was working with the school district to address teen dating violence and prevent it, as well as family violence and sexual assault. And we were one of only 9 sites in the nation that was selected for this pretty substantial award from the Department of Justice. And as a result of that work, we, you know, as a collaborative, you know, nothing's stopping us. We're really super grassroots, and As a result of that work, the ripple that Ferndale has created is extending. And now we have this other opportunity to replicate what we've done in Ferndale with some modifications based on what we've learned, because it's a dynamic process, this social change thing, and to let that impact other communities as well. So now we're partnering also across districts and across boundaries, really, I like to see it as, with the Mount Baker and the Blaine School District. So it really speaks to our position in our community, that the federal government is recognizing that we are not a community that needs a bunch of help. We're a community that is capable of making really big impacts. And that's why we're getting this money, and that's why we're doing these projects. And the coalition itself really, really elevates that, and I think elevates the lives of all the people in our community. So I really want to invite you to partner with us. The more voices, the better. And also, I see some young people in the room. We engage young people in this work, too. Everyone is welcome, and all voices are welcome. So we hope that we can share data together. We hope that we can hear each other, and we hope that we can bring more people to this movement, because it's pretty exciting to look at really complicated, intersectional social problems and come together and think of creative solutions. And that's what's happening in this group every month. So. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming. Great. Very good. Council, any questions of our guests today?
I just have one.
Councilmember Watson.
For the rest of council, I've been going to the meeting since when it was the STEP grant, but I would like to maybe in the next time our finance and administration meeting talk about whether we have a permanent liaison, council liaison to this group. Because when you go to the meeting, it's not, there's 15 or 20 groups. They're doing all kinds of amazing things in Ferndale, and for me, it interferes with a WTA meeting, so I can't go anymore. But I would like to discuss it at the next meeting.
I have contacted and volunteered. I had to cancel this week
due
to illness, but I have offered that.
Okay. I'm wondering, maybe we talk about making an official liaison position?
Let's add that to admin. Next committee meeting,
next
can we do that?
Meeting?
And make that proposal. I'm sure that it'll get a friendly reception, especially since it's already built in volunteers. Any other questions?
I just want to say I appreciate you guys continuing to send me information about all your projects. Right now, most of the information about your organization is hosted on our website, and I would like to expand that section. So please keep that up.
Okay.
I do have one
question. Just remember, hands up.
Is there, so this is the Ferndale Community Coalition. Are there other school districts where similar coalitions exist, or is this a unique, something unique to the community of Ferndale?
We both
can you go to the mic?
We just tend to hang out and talk. so yes, for the county level, through our prevention program and Human Services Division, we have additional contractual funding coming through DSHS, or the Division of Behavioral Health and Recovery, that is targeting a site in North Bellingham, so that school district. And then the grant money that the commission is receiving is also targeting the Blaine School District and the Mount Baker School District, which I don't know if necessarily would call them coalitions, correct? Just yet?
Yeah, I mean, they call them coordinated community response teams, but it's really similar to a coalition, so we do try to engage as many stakeholders as possible from across with lots of voices. And there's also the East County Regional Resource Meeting, and so that's another place where, you know, people exchange ideas that are doing mostly service providers. Yeah. But I think what's a little bit unique about the coalition is that, yes, we're talking about service provision and trainings and education, but we also are talking about the long-term strategy and about systemic change. So how do we find a way, like you were suggesting, Kathy, to make this not just someone saying, oh, I'll do it right now, you know, but to make it for the long run something that we can hold our community accountable for in case that one passionate person drops out, right? So that we say, no, we care about this as a community, and so we're going to make a systemic change that we don't have to rely on individual people being passionate, although that always helps. Yeah.
Very good. Any other questions? Thank you so much.
I'll just add one of the things I did here at this conference. So we had an audience of about 100 school board members in our session on this. And one of the things they did say is Ferndale's most systemic coalition we've heard of. They would do that, I'll go talk to you if I have a problem, then I'll go talk to you. But having this coordinated effort, that was kind of the, wow, Ferndale, you've you're in the right direction. And I'm sure there's more of them, but I think we're up there with the best of them.
Very good. Thank you. Going on to our next agenda item D.
Thank you.
Is our executive session announcement. Let me read the official announcement and explain a little bit to folks. Pursuant to RCW, that's the Revised Code of Washington, 4230.110, Section I, guess, we will not enter into executive session to discuss potential litigation. The session will last approximately 15 minutes. No action will be taken at the session. Since we have a lot of visitors today and young people, everything your city council does is open to the public. And they gather when they meet. Every committee meeting, we notify it in the paper. You can go on the website. It's for your eyes to observe everything we do, with rare exceptions. And tonight we have one of those exceptions. There are three exceptions that the state allows us to meet privately to discuss. One is actual or potential litigation. Secondly is real estate transaction. If we're negotiating for property, we're not doing that tonight. And the third is personnel matters, if we have an issue with employee. We're allowed to go out, and we're not allowed to take any action, but we're allowed to discuss those things amongst ourselves. So tonight we're going to exit. The city attorney is with us tonight, our city administrator, and our city clerk. You three and council mayor will exit now for 15 minutes. We plan to come back and continue our business. You can just talk amongst yourselves during that time.